18 Hours, The True Story of an SAS War Hero, written by Sandra Lee and read by Michael Carman. The distant drone of the Spooky had risen to a roar as the aircraft swooped over the valley floor, drowning out everything for a couple of kilometres, and sending a tsunami of sound down the valley behind it, like a shockwave after a blast. Jock Wallace was lying on his hand grenade, listening to the traffic over the radio, and looking down the valley through his night vision goggles when he heard the boss man give the Spooky call sign. "You are 1-5 mics from your lark," the boss man told the pilot. Jock instantly recognised the arcane language of signallers. It meant that the AC-130 gunship was 15 minutes from the Shahi Kot Valley, or as it would look on the boss man's logbook, 1-5 away. You bloody beauty, Jock thought, remembering the earlier thunderous run that afternoon. US soldiers like firepower. The bigger the better. They like vehicles that have been cut down and armed to the teeth with 50-caliber machine guns and high-tech infrared equipment and long-range sophisticated communications equipment. They like a sniper rifle that can shoot 1,600 metres, and they like the sniper who can shoot it further even better. They like their Special Operations Task Force teams and gunships to have names that strike fear into people's hearts, names like Dagger, Cobra, Sword, Mako and Apache. And they really like their air support to be awesome. Spooky was just that. Jock decided to be the bearer of good news. He was lying literally on top of a bloody carpet of wounded, and those that were still conscious could do with an injection of confidence, although he wouldn't mention the hand grenade.